Brazil is changing all 300,000 of its federal government computers from Windows to open source software like Linux. Brazil's interest in different forms of software could be the beginning of a long-term shift in the software market. That has Microsoft founder Bill Gates wanting to talk to Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Alex Goldmark reports.
Choosing which software to buy may not seem like a scintillating topic, but in Brazil, excitement is high about switching to open source software like Linux, the free operating system which users are free to copy, modify, and distribute as they wish. Brazil isn't just dropping Windows, but all proprietary software. They want access to the code of the software they buy and to the information it provides access to. This could spell trouble for Microsoft's business model, according to Georg Grevy, president of the Free Software Foundation Europe, which promotes and coordinates open source software projects.
Brazil certainly poses one of the largest threats to Microsoft there is right now.
Grevy took time away from a software reception to talk about the importance of Brazil's decision.
If people take that as an example, as they are doing all over the world, I mean, people look to Brazil for this, then the whole monopoly could actually be in danger. So, yes, for Microsoft, it is a pretty seminal thing to stop this now.
Up to now, only 10% of the government computers are Windows free. But proponents of Brazil's plan realize that if Brazil follows through and becomes the trendsetter that it wants to be, this could be the beginning of a critical shift in the software world for developing countries. At the World Social Forum hosted here in Brazil this week, John Perry Barlow, founder of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a cyberspace civil liberties group, commented on Bill Gates' moves at the World Economic Forum in Davos.
Where Bill Gates, who may be the most powerful man in the world, sought an audience with Lula. Why did he do that? Because he is afraid of Brazil. Why is he afraid of Brazil? Because the government has taken the initiative to move this country to open source code.
Across town, at a government-sponsored event to promote open source software, Brazil's intentions were clear.
For Brazil, we don't have any interest in supporting proprietary solutions because we are decided on supporting companies that believe in open source models.
Sergio Amadeu is the head of the Brazilian National Information Technology Institute. Next to President Lula, he's the final word on Brazilian software choices.
We are not against any specific company, but there are companies like Microsoft that want to fit the world into their business model. We defend open source because it is better for innovation, better for competition, better for security, and better for stability.
Microsoft representatives in Brazil were not available for an interview. In an email, they said Gates and Lula met in Davos 2 years ago, and that the two have many things to talk about, including bringing technology to impoverished communities and promoting Brazilian industry. Open source was not mentioned. Sergio Amadeu, however, is eager to talk about Brazil's open source ambitions. He's been in contact with Venezuela, Korea, India, and several African nations promoting his cause. And that is just what Microsoft is worried about. For NPR News, I'm Alex Goldmark, Porto Alegre, Brazil.